Welcome back to Optimized Airway. I'm Kirsten Trevisan, registered dental hygienist and certified myofunctional therapist. Today, I want to talk about a patient I think every single one of you has met. Maybe this week, they finished an aligner case. Beautiful result. Everybody was happy at the final scan. And now they're back in your chair 18 months later, and the lower anteriors have started to rotate again, or the open bite is creeping open, or the arch has quietly narrowed and nobody can say exactly when it happened and what goes in the chart. Some version of patient not compliant with retainer. I want to make an argument today that in a lot of those cases, that note is wrong. Not because the patient is perfect. Sometimes they really did stop wearing the retainer, but because even the patients who wore it faithfully are relapsing. And when a result fails in patients who did everything right, the problem isn't the person, it's the model. Yeah, the force math. Let me give you the numbers, because the numbers make this argument better than I can. The literature puts orthodontic relapse somewhere between 30 and 70% within 10 years, depending on which study you read and how you define relapse. That's a wide range, but even the floor of it is remarkable. A third of finished cases move. Now think about what an aligner actually does. It applies gentle, continuous, planned force to move a tooth along a designed path. It is a very good tool. It works. Then think about what the tongue does. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a resting tongue exerts somewhere between 1 and 6 ounces of continuous pressure against the dentition. And every time we swallow, that's another 4 to 8 pounds of force. We swallow roughly 2,000 times a day. Do that math against a tray the patient wears for 22 hours and then removes. If that tongue is resting low and forward, if it's not sitting on the palate where it belongs, it is out forcing your appliance, not occasionally, continuously. The aligner is trying to close an anterior open bite and the tongue is spending all day holding it open. The aligner is trying to hold an expanded arch, and the tongue isn't in the palate to support that arch from the inside. We didn't lose the case at retention. We lost it at day one because we never changed the environment the teeth were being moved into. Retainers hold. They don't correct. Here's the sentence I want you to steal and use with patients and with your doctor. A retainer is a passive appliance. It holds teeth where they are. It doesn't change why they moved in the first place. That's it. That's the whole gap. We have built an entire retention philosophy around holding a result against a force we never addressed. And then when that force wins, and given enough years, it usually does, like, we call the patient non-compliant and we make another retainer. Myofunctional therapy is the other half. It's active. It retrains resting tongue posture, lip seal, and the swallow pattern so that the forces acting on the dentition after the case are working with the result instead of against it. I've started calling it retention insurance because that's the language practice owners hear. You're already asking this patient to wear a retainer for life. Myo is the thing that makes that retainer's job possible. Which cases actually need it? Now, I don't think every aligner case needs myofunctional therapy, and I'd lose credibility fast if I said that. Plenty of crowding is just crowding. But there are four categories where I'd call it close to non-negotiable if you want a stable 10-year result. One, open bites, especially anterior open bites. These are almost always tongue-driven. If you close an anterior open bite orthodontically and never address the tongue thrust, you are on a countdown. Two, cross bites and narrow upper arches. A narrow vaulted palate is usually a tongue that never lived up there. Expansion without changing tongue posture is expansion the tongue won't hold. Three, class two with a retruded mandible, very frequently linked to chronic mouth breathing and low tongue posture during growth. Four, any patient with a history of mouth breathing, snoring, or a sleep concern at any age in any malocclusion. That one overrides everything else. If you flag those four at the consult before the case is submitted, you have caught the majority of the cases that we're going to refine, the 90-second screen. So how do you actually find them without adding 20 minutes to an appointment you're already behind on? Five checks, 90 seconds. It fits inside the exam you're already doing. One, lip seal at rest. Watch them while they're listening to you, not while they're posing for you. Are the lips together effortlessly, or is there strain or a gap? Two, tongue posture at rest. Ask them to close and swallow, then say, where's your tongue sitting right now? Most patients have never been asked. If it's on the floor of the mouth, that's your finding. Three, frenulum and restriction. Tongue to the palate with the mouth open. Can they get there? Can they hold it? Four, tonsil grade. Take 3 seconds and grade it. A three or a four changes the whole conversation. Five, nasal patency, one nostril at a time. Or hand them a mirror and look for fogging. If they can't breathe through their nose, they will not keep their mouth closed, and no amount of coaching changes that. That's the screen. And the reason I teach it in that order is that by check five, you already know whether you're having a myo conversation or not, and you know which of the five findings to lead with when you talk to the patient. Sequencing, this is where people get it wrong. The question I get more than any other, when do I start myo relative to the aligners? Ideally, 4 to 6 weeks before delivery. That window lets the patient establish nasal breathing and start correcting resting tongue posture so the tray isn't fighting the old habit from the very first day. If that's not realistic in your practice, and often it isn't because the patient wants to start yesterday, concurrent works. Start myo inside the first month of aligner wear. The version that doesn't work well is waiting until the case is finished. Now you're retraining a swallow against a retainer, the patient thinks they're done, the momentum is gone, and honestly, they're much harder to motivate once the teeth look good, before or during, not after. And one more thing that matters here, because it's the reason I focus on aligners specifically. Aligners are the one orthodontic modality where myo can genuinely run in parallel. They're removable. The tongue still trains against the palate. Lip seal isn't blocked by brackets. The swallow can be rehearsed out of the tray at every meal. Compare that to a bonded expander or a Herbst, appliances that physically occupy the exact space we're asking the tongue to learn to live in. With fixed appliances, you're often waiting months before myo can even begin. That's not a knock on fixed treatment. It's just a sequencing reality, and it's why aligner practices are sitting on the best version of this opportunity and mostly don't know it yet. What this does for the practice. Quickly, because I know some of you are listening on the way into an office where you'll need to justify this. Refinements drop because you removed the force that was undoing the plan. Chair time drops with them. Case acceptance goes up because the aligner stops being a cosmetic purchase and becomes part of a health conversation the patient actually cares about. And the patient stays in your practice for the airway piece instead of being referred out and never coming back. The loop is simple. The hygienist screens. The doctor selects and sequences the case. The myotherapist retrains the swallow. Nobody has to leave the building. The two sessions. Which brings me to the thing I'm genuinely excited about. I'm teaching 2 live CE sessions on exactly this in partnership with SureSmile. The first is Tuesday, September 23rd, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, live on Zoom. $99 a seat, 90 minutes of teaching, 30 minutes of open forum where you bring your own cases. Everyone gets the recording, so if your team is spread out or somebody's on a night shift, it still works. The second is Friday, October 23rd, in person at the SureSmile Academy. $199 and $149 for each additional person from the same office. Because this work fails in practices where one person went to the course and came back alone. Both sessions cover the 5-check screen, the case selection criteria, the sequencing framework, and the scripts, the actual words. For turning a finding into a booked consult without sounding like you're upselling. Registration for both is at optimizedairway.com, events aligner airway. That link is in the show notes, and it's the one page with both dates and both prices. And if live doesn't fit your schedule at all, the 1 hour on-demand CE course covers the screening framework. That's at optimizedairway.com CE course, and podcast listeners can use the code podcast20 for 20% off. The one thing, if you take one sentence out of today, make it this one: teeth sit where the tongue and lips put them. Everything else, the aligner, the retainer, the refinement, the 10-year outcome, is downstream of that. Once you start seeing it, you can't stop, and your refinement rate will tell you it was real. Thanks for listening. If this was useful, the biggest thing you can do for the show is send it to the one person in your office who's going to argue with me about it. That conversation is exactly the point. I'm Kirsten Trevisan. This is Optimized Airway. New episodes every Tuesday.